And there's really two people that we really have to thank for doing so much. And that's Linda Benyu and Jeffrey Hoppe. And they're actually going to take off tomorrow again on another trip. And they're going to do Japan and South Korea. And then they're going to do a little Hawaii thing, which sounds like a pretty good deal. But we know how much work it is and how much traveling. But we do thank you. And let me give you a hug for all of Chambra, if I may.
Good afternoon.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it. It was a really nice way to set the energy for the new year, to start this first shout of the new year. And I was doing really just fine.
You were?
Until that music started playing.
Oh, did you start to cry? I didn't
almost,
see you.
Almost. I mean, it's such a beautiful song to begin with. But the reality, with the reality of Tobias's last year, kind of.
Do you have to talk?
Kind of struck
me. I'm not
me.
Ready to talk about that.
Okay. We'll talk about something fun then.
Yeah.
But it did. it really. People have been asking, how do you feel about Tobias departing? And so we're really too busy to even think about it.
Yeah, I try not to think about it.
But I guess sitting here.
Oh, sweetie.
I'm a little verklempt. it just hit me, and it's with that music and everything else, it's like, wow.
He's going to keep us really busy, though.
He's going to keep us busy, but
in
that just that moment that we had to sit quietly and listen to the beautiful music here in Cold Creek Canyon.
I've been missing him from our bedroom. He hasn't been in the bedroom, and
he hasn't.
He really hasn't. I mean, I'm not joking. Yeah. He's really been absent from the bedroom.
Well, you were mad for a while there, which I guess I could understand that Saint Germain or Tobias would show up. And what they would do is they're rather sneaky. You know, we go to bed at night.
Did you call that sneaky? I don't think it was sneaky.
And after saying our goodnights, however we do it, I would kind of roll over and we would snuggle a little bit. And then after about 5 minutes, you know, laying there, I'd listen. It's like, okay, Linda's kind of breathing, snoring. It's like, okay. So then I'd roll over and then Tobias would come in and we'd start talking. And I would kind of drift off to sleep like that until I was woken up with a sudden whack across my chest, being Linda. Who are you talking to? Nobody. Nobody. She said, well, how come you're moving around and you're animated? And it's like, no, not doing anything. I'm just in here in bed with you.
Your imagination, Linda.
But they like to come in, and I'm sure many of you have that experience. They like to come in at night, and a lot of times all of a sudden, when they're about to leave, that's when you suddenly wake up. 2 o'clock, or actually 2:22, 3:33, 4. I don't know. They must be watching your clock and saying, okay, we're going to mess with, you know,
Tobias
Donna now.
Tobias would do this thing where he actually would lay in bed sort of almost sort of right with Jeff. And it'd be really weird because, you know, I don't sleep that well anyways. And I could feel it, and it'd be so bizarre. And then you feel it, but you open your eyes and you don't expect anything, but there's something there. And it'd be so weird because I go like this, and it's like to touch Jeff's face, like right here, and it's like there was a face, but it wasn't Jeff's. But it was quiet for a little while because Tobias has kind of backed out of the bedroom.
Yes, he's been
busy.
He's really busy. Yeah.
But Saint Germain's been around a lot.
Well, do you want to compare the two?
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the Crimson Circle. I know we have some first-timers here.
I distracted too far.
Yes.
Anyways, I think that we all have a little sense of softness and a little touch of sadness about the fact that this is the last year with Tobias, and it's not all year. It's 7 months.
Yeah.
And that time is going to go very quickly. So these are very special times that we're all here together and hopefully very memorable.
Yeah. It really is. It's touching. Yeah.
And he's always been so kind, you know. Unlike, you know, Saint Germain, who was like, I'm just going to shake them out of their comfort zone and rattle their cages. You know, Tobias is always like, come with me. You can do it, you know. I'm going to miss that.
I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, let's take a deep breath with that, and a breath honoring the fact that we brought Tobias in the first place, and that, and it's kind of amazing. I was talking to another channeler yesterday on the phone, Sean Randall, who channels Toro, and talking about she may be coming to the Midsummer Conference. She was in the Tuning In DVD, and we were comparing channeler notes about things. And she was just amazed at...
We got a hot lineup, by the way.
We got a hot lineup. She was amazed at... because she'd been channeling Toro for, I don't know, 20 years, 25 years.
Oh, is it that
long? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She was amazed. She said, what is it like with Tobias getting ready to leave? And actually, and I'm thinking about it logistically, but I hadn't allowed myself to really think about it emotionally.
Mm.
And I think maybe that kind of started things going, too. It's like, yeah, what is that going to be like? And she asked, she said, well, is Tobias just out completely, or will I, Jeffrey, still be able to talk to him? And I said, you know, I'll still talk to him, but it'll be, I'll miss bringing him out for everybody like that. So it'll be interesting anyway. Anyway, we have 7 months to go. Okay.
It's not very long.
Anyway, you know, one thing I marveled at when I walked in here today,
What was that?
How good everybody looks. I mean, under the circumstance, we should look like crap. It was a really tough year. We've been going through, as Chambre, we've been going through 9 years or 9 years plus of some incredible transformations at every level. Physical, mental, spiritual challenges in our lives. I mean, when we look back at what we've gone through, what that road or that journey has been like, I mean, we have every right to look beat up. But I walked in today, and it's like people, like Pearl, I haven't seen you for a couple of years. You look fantastic. Yeah. and the rest of the people, you know,
everybody,
you know, has a smile on their face and looks younger. It's actually amazing. Amazing what we've come through. So,
it's been quite the year.
Quite the year, and it's only the third day. you're talking about last year.
I was referring to last year.
For those of who are tuning in online, we're up here in Cold Creek Canyon, Colorado, which is about, I would say, about an hour outside of Denver, up in the mountains, an altitude of about 8,400 feet, that translates to approximately 2,700 meters. 25 degrees outside today, which is about minus 4 Celsius.
It's freeze your butt off cold.
You know, it's actually...
And it's going to get worse.
I actually, because it's so sunny here all the time. We have over 300 sunny days a year.
I'm missing something here.
No, it usually is. And today is the clouds, we're in the clouds, and there's kind of a subtle stillness in the air.
This must be a Virgo thing.
I feel we're just being hugged by the mountains. And can we get a Roy Cam shot? Do you want a hand with the curtains here?
Yeah, we need somebody to pull
the curtains aside. We're going to get a Roy Cam shot for everybody listening in online. As David mentioned, people from hundreds of countries. See, the interesting thing is with that shot, you can't see a damn thing because it's cloudy.
It's foggy. Yeah.
It's foggy, but it's kind of has a mystical, surreal, kind of spooky, wintry, kind of romantic.
Romantic?
Yeah. Romantic.
Okay,
don't,
later.
You know, it's kind of a, it must be my Sagittarius side coming out, you know. But, you know, isn't, that's pretty cool, yeah.
I think it's them in the day from Freak Zone that when we got up, when the sun started to come up, it was sort of grayish, and then all of a sudden the sun was out, it was postcard blue, stunning, and then all of a sudden I looked out the window and there was sun on one side of the house and snow on the other, and it's like, whoa, what's this? And it's been everything. It's been up, it's been down, it's been cold, it's been...
Colorado in the mountains, and it's also new energy. You know, what was is no longer.
You can see,
I mean,
I'm
it's going to change quickly. It's kind of indicative, I think, of the by the way, how many of you kind of had the first day or two of the new year, you take a look at what's happening, and you go, oh, my God, is the whole year going to be like this? I do that. So the first day I'm always...
I hope so. I got some good deals at the store yesterday.
See? So this is going to be the bargain year for Linda.
I hope so.
You know, she's kind of a closet shopper. I mean, she buys closets worth of stuff.
And you count on it.
Oh, stop that, Tobias.
You count on it.
Well, my...
Yeah, don't take responsibility for it. That's good.
My New Year started. The very first thing I did after I woke up...
Wrenched
and
your back.
Did a little breathing. I woke up and I went downstairs. It was quiet. You know, it was 6:30 in the morning. And I went down to... And I worked out. And I thought, this is my year of being healthy. And... really giving myself some time for me in that quiet first thing in the morning.
No, I went for shopping.
You slept in. And, and you know, there's nothing better than the quiet in the morning, a cup of coffee or tea if you're not into caffeine.
Did I work out later in the day?
You did. It worked out later.
Thank you.
And then I put away Christmas decorations, which was kind of symbolic, you know, putting old stuff away, getting ready. And then I wrenched my back. And so I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah, so much for the healthy.
But then we had dinner later on with some really dear friends.
Yes, we did.
At a very nice restaurant. And I thought, okay, the year is going good now. We're really getting things going. Of course, their story was they had just gotten back from Boston. After being there for the holidays, and when they returned to their house in Boulder, there was no electricity, nothing, and which is really tough when you're traveling. You just want to take a shower and turn on the lights and things like that. So, but it came back on. We predicted at dinner that the electric would be back on when they got home, and it was. So
what's your point? Where are you going with this?
Nowhere, absolutely nowhere. It was, and what was it? December 31st, January 1, and part of January 2 was really windy up here. I mean, winds at about 100 miles an hour right here. Surprises little hall didn't just blow away off into Kansas. And that would be about 160 kilometers. I got to be multidimensional.
You
these
are
days.
So brilliant. That's why I picked you.
And and I thought, well, that's interesting. It was annoying because of these
you
high.
Look nice.
Well, thank you. It was annoying because of these high winds, and you know, after a while, it grates on you, and you're afraid that the shingles are going to go flying off or something.
Are you
and,
processing?
No, I'm just I'm trying to get this show started. Do anything. But it said to me also, it was a clearing. It was like releasing stuff. And then the winds died down, and here we are. So anyway. No, I just had 5 cups of coffee today. No, it was actually just the energy from Tobias has been talking for a couple of days about today's channel, and he's kind of excited about it. I'm excited. He's going to do some predictions for 2009.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We ought to get National Enquirer on the phone, you know, and I wonder if...
They say
Brad
most
Pitts
forecasters
and
are wrong.
Angelina Jolie are going to break up. And
no, they're going to have another set of twins.
No.
Another set of twins,
okay. Yeah. Anyway, to all of you who are tuning in online from different countries all
welcome
around the world.
All over the world.
We welcome you. We're here in Coal Creek Canyon on this interesting day.
I'll throw a comment in real quick. Actually, welcoming everyone, what I have been noticing over and over and over again is all the things that are going on in the world right now keep reminding us how truly small the world is and how closely connected we all are in a way that I don't think I could have ever imagined 10 years ago. And the internet, and now even when you listen to people talking about the new politics and the new direction of things, you hear people referring to things in a much more global sense, and not in a just save the earth way, but in a true way that asks people to take consideration of each other all over the world, and not in a way of big oneness, in a way of big consciousness.
Big consciousness, yeah. Absolutely. So we have people tuning in from all over the world. If you want to really see what it's like up here, this is how we get around.
Oh, you got pictures of our horses.
You know?
I didn't know you got a picture of our horses.
Yeah. And we are expecting snow later today. So I congratulate all the hardy souls who came out. We have a nice gathering here. I would say maybe 60 people, expecting more later on. They always come in.
There are a few that right skip the Jeff
channel.
And Linda
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I know. Best part of the show in my book, you know. But
depends on whether or not you like us.
We have a fire in the fireplace. Roy Camshot. Roy, you're going to be busy today. I know we have some stuff coming up, some high-tech things we're doing right here from Coal Creek Canyon. Some people who are here...
Your cell phone doesn't even work here. Let's talk about high-tech.
People who are here today for the first time from far away come into the hall, and they're used to, of course, seeing the backdrop, you know, from here to over there. And they expect to walk in and see this beautifully appointed, magnificent hall.
Actually, it's really funny because they always go.
They kind of walk in the door and they're like,
oh,
is this the right place? Oh, yeah, I see that backdrop is familiar, but what the hell happened to the rest of this? But actually, we love it here because, first of all, Susie Schemmel is the hall manager. Thanks, Susie. Yeah, but it's also, we have a little kitchen going with a lot of food, a lot of good food.
We need to remind people, in case you think you're going to show up here someday, how this thing works. Outside of the U.S., outside of Wisconsin, most people don't know what a potluck is.
It's true.
Uh-huh, it's true. And what a potluck is, it's sort of a scary name if you think about it. Okay, you know, look at what goes in the pot. Oh,
yeah.
My God, it's like stone soup. Okay, so what happens is... Potluck means you bring something to eat to share with others.
Mm-hmm.
So you
preferably
never know.
Preferably not last night's leftovers.
Yeah, preferably not last night.
We do get that once in a while.
But not very often. Don't even say it. But anyways, usually it's quite lovely. Today it is particularly heavy with sweets and nasties.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But it's really quite lovely. So people, we never know what's going to happen, but people bring something to eat to share with others, and we call that potluck. So if you ever make it up here, just remember to bring your thing to share.
And I'll go so far as to say for next month, which will be the Valentine's month, for all of you who are
going
to show up
in
person,
with this?
Bring something special, something that you
Sweetie,
make.
Sweetie, they always bring
oh,
something
hang on,
special.
Let me finish. Bring something really special, something that you make yourself, and if you don't, put it on a plate that looks like you made it yourself. Not from that store box. And I'm going to ask Vicki, if you would be so kind, Vicki, to do one of her famous videos. And this would be Chambra Potluck. And she'll get shots of you coming in. Is this okay, Vicki? Get shots of you coming in with your food and then get some close-ups. And then later on, get the close-ups of the gum smackers eating it. And we'll do a video. I mean, potluck, you know, spiritual potluck.
And what is it that you would cook? Name one thing.
It's going to be a surprise.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise, all right.
Hey,
it'll
listen,
be a surprise.
I added to today's potluck, I didn't tell you this, but I raided our chocolate cabinet and put out some fine...
It was pretty obvious.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Put out some fine chocolates.
But no, what homemade thing did you bring? What did you make? What had
I didn't
your
have,
personal touch?
I didn't
touch?
Have time today.
And what are you
going to
bring next month?
I'm going to bring brownies, special brownies. You'll love the channel. You'll love it. Because they're sweet and chocolatey, and they'll be wonderful. Well, let's talk about who's here today. But next month, bring something special. Remember, it's Valentine's month. You know, it's the color red or crimson, as you would. And Vicki's going to get up the camera set up in advance. And as you walk in, it'll be kind of like a ceremony almost, the videoing of your potluck contribution. Okay. Who's here today from out of town?
Well, there are only a few pre-registrants, but there are a couple
okay.
guests here. Now, we do have a commuter Chambra here that I'm not sure if she counts or not, but let's just throw her in there.
Okay, let's do it.
Gabriela, where are you?
Gabriela from Mexico. Go ahead and stand up,
Gabriela. Gabriela cohabitates between Colorado and Mexico, and we're lucky to have her here this time.
Thank you. So you're kind of a citizen of the world here. I mean, you live part-time in Mexico. Yes. And would you like to say hello to the ladies back, and the men too, but your friends back in Mexico?
Yes, well, hello, Luli, that is in Mexico, Contessa, that is in Spain, my Canadian friends, Palm Springs, all Chambra around the world. I just want to wish them to enjoy their new creations for 2009 and the best wishes of all.
Come
and
on,
count
Mesa.
On the Mexican. Mole for.
Vale. What great goodwill. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good to see you again.
Okay. And from Tucson, we have Julia Guash and her friend. Where are you, Julia?
Right here. Ah. Go ahead and stand up. I'd let everybody see you.
Nice you can be here.
You were telling me before that that you just moved here from Chile.
Yes, I'm from South America.
Yeah.
Oh. I've been here in the States for a month.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, I've been listening to Tobias channeling for quite a while, like 5 years ago in the webcast. Mm-hmm. It didn't work very well. It looked nice with the things. And I'm so emotional to have the possibility and to have created to be here today. And I would like to say to my friends in my country, in Chile, Marisol, Marta, Sabina, that were my friends that followed your channels, hi to them and have a wonderful year and be in the present moment.
Thank you.
Because it's the only thing that exists.
And you could say something in Spanish. Gabriela was teaching me Spanish before.
No to be said online.
Estoy muy contenta de estar aquí hoy día. He recibido mucho amor y por parte de todos ustedes, todos los chaumbras aquí. Y muy contenta de estar recién casada con Timothy. Nos casamos ahora recién hace 15 días.
Newlyweds.
Sí.
Yeah,
nobody understands anything, no? Well, I just married 15 days ago.
Congratulations.
It's going to be an honor to be here in front of all of you. And thank you for receiving me the way you have received me. Thank you.
I would like to say to them, brief listener. This is my first experience with this.
Sorry.
It's fun.
And you were telling me before you're a software engineer.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So this would be really good to feel that balance, you know, between the mental, spiritual, everything else.
Yes. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that too scary?
Well, I'm not scared at all.
It's fun. It's actually, to me, you know, some people kind of look at us once in a while when we tell them what we do. And
our families.
They kind of look like, but, you know, I used to go to church once in a while, Catholic church. When I was a kid, when I had to. And they did scary stuff, you know, walking around with smoke and then handing out little Oreo or wafers or whatever those things are.
You were afraid they were going to know.
And then my confessions. Oh, my God, yeah. That was scary for the priest, not for me. But we don't do stuff like that.
Okay.
So thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. And we're just teasing.
Alaya, how many here are engineers?
You might be surprised.
How many in the room are engineers?
Wow. Yeah.
How many want to be engineers?
I could have been one.
You could have been a good engineer.
Easily.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Annie Morningstar. Annie, are you here? Where's Annie?
Oh, Annie from
must
Albuquerque?
She not make it in.
Okay, maybe
she
later.
She make it in. Okay. And then That's the only listed guest, although there are obviously other new people here. If you would mind, everybody here knows each other so well, and what happens is they just start chit-chatting and yik-yakking, and sometimes people feel a little left out because they feel like they're like not part of the club. And it's not that kind of a group. They're just big
so
talkers.
So happy to see each other.
Yeah, happy to see each other and talk. So if you wouldn't mind, if you haven't been to here at Coal Creek Hall before, if you'd stand up, it would give people a chance to see that you're someone new and they would love to say hello to you, and we're not going to try to recruit you or anything.
So anybody here for the first time?
Anybody? Yeah, look.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow. I felt it. Thank you.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so please make them feel welcome.
You notice they're all sitting on this side of the room.
I hesitated to say that because every now and then, when I was younger, I'd sneak into somebody's church just because I needed a break from swearing, and that was the best. And that's a great place to practice, not swearing. And so, you know, I would go in, and I just was trying to lay low and learn to quit swearing, and But it was always a little uncomfortable because I just wanted to blend in, which I didn't do that very well. But invariably, you know, they'd want to know who you were. Can we sign you up for something? And so I don't want anybody to feel like we're going to try to sign you up for anything. So
nothing to sign up. That's
well,
the problem.
You know, yeah. I'm wounded from that, I have to get over it.
Okay. Well, let's take a deep breath and go back to last month we had... You want to see that again? I heard a lot of...
Jeff, they're so bought into you.
Let me finish this slide build here and go back. I'm glad you appreciate it because as I sweat away on these the day before, I mean, whew, okay.
Actually, that's not a joke. He really does sweat away, and he gets real grumpy, like, don't disturb me, Linda. I'm working on my art.
She goes to town and chops.
I run.
Yeah. Okay. Ready? Set?
Knock it down.
Okay. Last month, it was showered.
You're so tricky.
Five of the returning series. We call it the returning series. Why?
Because we can.
Because Tobias is returning. You know, and I guess I get a little melancholy like today and think, Tobias is going away. Actually, he's coming back. He's going to join us. A lot of us will probably meet him, and which will be really cool. The day that happens, I'm just going to... I don't know what I'll do.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. But
you're tearing up just talking about it again.
It'll be amazing meeting him as Tobias incarnate as Sam.
You're not that great around kids.
Shut up. Get
up. Not sure what you're thinking here.
Let's see. We're telling about our bedroom life and about, man, too personal here. Anyway, Child 5 of the returning series, Dear Tobias, What's Going On? Linda's going to play the part of Tobias. I'm going
poorly.
To make my comments and see what happens.
Okay. This is actually kind of a nice channel. I forgot how nice it was.
Most of it.
Most of it. Mm-hmm. All right. You ready?
Go.
Okay. The job of the human angel assistants is to help to maintain a balance of consciousness and energy. Help to maintain the golden cord for the humans on Earth so they don't get completely lost. So that there's always the angelic presence surrounding them, so that they know that they are never alone and that they are truly loved. Because without the presence of a guardian angel or angel assistant, most humans would find it excruciatingly difficult, dark, and depressing. These human angel assistants are trained in how to help maintain an energetic space between the human, their divine, the angelic realms, and non-physical reality.
We had two guests last month. Once again, Carl Jung. And the second was what Tobias called a human angel assistant. Acronym is HA. And to me, that was the funniest part of the whole channel.
HA.
You know, you guys didn't laugh last month when Tobias said that. And you didn't laugh. This time, I think it's funny. Human angel assistant. HA. You guys are down there on Earth. Anyway, he brought in a human angel assistant as one of the guests, and her name was Chez.
And like, Chez. Where was Chez from? Like Puerto Rico?
I don't know.
I
have hard enough trying to figure out the names as he's channeling.
Chez, like
Chez.
Like a pizza chef? I don't get it.
I don't. Chez, and don't. Anyway,
we
brought in the angel assistant, and if you all remember that Tobias said to us a long time ago, Chambra, that your guardian angel, spirit guides, human angel assistants left so that we could take responsibility and ownership for our own divinity. These spirit guides are kind of placeholders, almost like training wheels, and they help to maintain that connection with our true self. Our divine self while we're here on Earth. But ours had gone a while back, so we could really take responsibility. I think people feel a tremendous sense of loss and darkness even when their spirit guides leave. Most humans, vast, vast, vast majority of humans still have their human angel assistants. But you get to the point in your spiritual journey and evolution where you bless them, you thank them, they go on their way. And it's a tough deal. Our guest last month, Chez, came in and has never been in human form. So they're doing two things, really. They're helping us to maintain that connection to our divine, but they're also learning. They're learning about the human ways. They're observing what we do, how we do it, because so many of them are getting ready to come in for the very first time. I think a lot of times they're amazed. They don't understand this thing called the human journey. They're amazed at things that we do, but it's good learning for them as well.
I talked to several people that when they heard this thing about the guardian angel, that when they were hearing that a lot of people that I talked to all had a flashback of a very tender moment at when they were listening to the channel of that sense of that angel that has been in our lives. Did most of you, did a lot of you notice that? Did you have that experience?
By the way, Tobias told me a while back that you know, when you release the spirit guides, when you go it alone, that later on, I don't know what that means, but later on you do meet your guides again. Maybe it's on the other side. I don't know. Maybe it's when they're incarnate back here on Earth or whatever. But he said you will meet them again. They're so close to your energy. So anyway, he went on to say, there's a good point in all this, by the way.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. The guardian angels are there to love and accept, no matter what. Granted, they are also learning because they're preparing to come to Earth themselves. So through their compassion, through their constant love, they are also learning some of the most brilliant qualities they want to embody when they come to Earth. So Shez has to be there for Rebecca when she absolutely hates herself for things that she does. Shez can't say, Rebecca, don't do this. Shez has to be there in total love.
So Tobias explained that Shez was the guide for Rebecca, a real person, not Chambra, but as Tobias said, a candidate for Chambra. And part of the thing with the guides is they're there in total love and compassion. Really a very, very important thing to take into consideration. I think so many times that New Agers tend to think that their guides are there to tell them turn left, turn right, you know, make everything happen for them.
To do it for them.
I guess that doesn't even make sense. Why would we be here if it was the guides, you know? We're not puppets, you know. The guides are there to maintain a space. They generally didn't talk to us. Now, a lot of you are thinking, but I talk to my guides or used to talk to my guides all the time. Those probably weren't your guides. Those were probably some other entities because the guides really don't do that much talking. They're there for total love and total compassion. I think back to a time when you were young and going through crisis in your life, something really difficult, and everything seemed to have fallen apart or whatever. The people that were normally there to love you weren't there. When you let totally go, you could still feel this love coming through your spirit guide, your angel assistant, from spirit itself. And that's what they were there for. Really beautiful. They weren't there to say, do this, don't do that. They don't have a particular religious affiliation.
Thank God.
Exactly. And I think in this next slide, Tobias explains a little bit more. Go ahead.
Perhaps there's an important thing to be learned from Shez for one of you, for each one of you. Total compassion and love. You used to have guardian angels or spirit guides not so long ago. They loved you unconditionally. Imagine now using that as a standard for yourself. Totally loving yourself. Not the kind of love or the conditional love that you tend to have where you can love yourself on the good days, loathe yourself on the bad days. No, we're talking about that same purity that the guardian angels had for you.
And again, an interesting point. If you take that total compassion, where the guardian angels, the spirit guides, didn't have an agenda about you. And you might have had angel guides, a terrorist. Terrorists might have an angel guide. President of the United States.
Probably. No, he didn't have any.
All right. I'm talking about upcoming. But
he's resigned.
No matter who it is, what they're doing, these guides are there in total compassion, not to say that's wrong, this is right, you should be, do this, not do that. They weren't there to do that. They also loved each and every one of us with total compassion. Now, total compassion, what a standard or what a template for all of us. And I think what Tobias was saying here is, can you love yourself now that the guides have gone? Can you replace what they brought in, that total love? Can you do that for yourself, no matter what you do? He was talking here about the story of Rebecca, and she hated herself one minute because she did something wrong at work, or she gained weight, or she, didn't like something about herself. Well, that's not the standard or the quality of a true human angel assistant. So he's putting it before all of us. Can you love yourself as your guides loved you?
We all have those moments. It's just a matter of building on them.
He went on to say,
and then imagine, just imagine for a moment, having the same compassion in your everyday life for other humans. Total love. Total compassion. That means not trying to change them, not feeling sorry for them. One of the first things they do in training the guardian angels is teach them, don't feel sorry for a human, ever, ever.
Interesting. Don't feel sorry for a human. Now, that's got to be a little rough for a human angel assistant, because on one hand, it's about total love, but they're trained not to feel sorry. Could you imagine when you had guides, or somebody you know that still has guides, a guide feeling sorry for the person? Could you imagine feeling that energy of that your own spirit guide feeling sorry for you? Either you're going to feel like a real schmuck, or you're going to kind of get caught into that victim energy. So the guides are trained not to feel sorry.
Actually, that's the ickiest energy sometimes I've ever felt, is where, it's sometimes nice to have somebody have compassion for your situation, but feeling sorry for me, you want to make me scream and run out of the room. Feel sorry for me, because that just feels...
I'm not going to feel sorry for you.
It feels icky.
But again, what a beautiful statement, don't feel sorry for another human. It's easy to do. But that other human's going to feel it. It's hard to stay in that place of compassion, particularly when you're put in challenging situations. A beggar on the street, somebody who's handicapped, a young child living in an impoverished country. It's easy for me anyway to start feeling sorry. That doesn't really help them anyway. But to honor them and to love them and just to radiate that total compassion, that total pure compassion, I think is what Tobias is asking us, the standards of the new energy, to do.
It sounds like a small difference, but it's huge.
Huge.
It's huge.
So let's take, to me that's an important point. Let's take a deep breath with that. Compassion. Not trying to change anyone. Total honoring. Understanding that they are choosing their journey. They're choosing their experiences. And we can act like human angel assistants as real humans right here on Earth, honoring the world. I think it's going to be really important this year in particular, honoring everything that goes on. Doesn't mean that you have to mentally agree with it. You may have a different way for yourself, but honoring what goes on. And I think as things get interesting this year, that honoring and that unconditional acceptance is going to be pretty important for all of us.
Now for the million-dollar question.
Okay, so Tobias, why are things so difficult? He took a little bit different path this month, actually, during the shout itself. He had Linda read a few questions from the black bag where we put the written questions. And anyway, so he went through, and I'll go through these rather quickly, but why are things difficult? He went on to say.
Perception, no crap. Oh, come on. First of all, things are not that difficult. They're not. This is a perception or consciousness that you almost insist on that says, if everything isn't perfect in my old way of thinking, then everything's got to be wrong.
But this is really important because I think we measure or value things in our life, whether they're right or wrong, by some of our old ways of thinking. Mm-hmm. We're moving into a new way of feeling or a new way of intuition. And when things don't work out the way we think they were supposed to based on the past, we get all fritzy. What Tobias is saying here is that let go of that. It is going to be different. And the old measurement systems of is this good or bad, is life taking a good turn for me or a bad, they aren't going to work anymore. So you let go of all those expectations. You basically stay in that point of presence, which means living right now, right in this moment. And you're not going to perceive things anymore as being struggles. They'll be beautiful experiences.
I'm going to remind you that when we have jet lag in Korea.
But sometimes. But that is nothing but an experience.
Yeah.
And if I resist it, and if
that
like,
it is.
Now, why do I have jet lag? Or you know, you know, Tobias's departure has a there's a sadness and a joy all in it together. Why should I just have what I perceive as only the joy and not allow myself to feel sadness? That doesn't mean it has to make me feel awful, but I'm going to sense all of it. Next slide. Before you cry. Second.
Struggle. There's a struggle right now between your old human self and your soul self, between the human condition and the divine essence, and you're right in between. Trust. Let them work it out.
Wow. It's like I see the boy, the boxing gloves are on. You've got the old human self, you know, the human self that was conditioned for however many years, 20, 30, 50, 100 or whatever. And it's still struggling. It's still trying to hold on. And then you have the soul self, our the true self. We're kind of right in the middle of all that because we still feel the old human self, but we also feel the divine joining us in our life. And those two, you know, it's like being caught right in the middle of a family feud, you know.
It is. It's kind of like, that passion workshop.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
Right.
That, in other words, your soul doesn't care about some of the crap that your human self does.
It's starting to understand.
Is it better?
Well, for me, yeah. It's starting to. And I'm not at all saying that the divine is struggling, but the old human self is. It's resisting in a way. Well, we find ourselves as mediators of our old self and our divine self. And we're right in the middle of it. What Tobias is saying here, well, take a deep breath. Stop trying to make everybody happy. Let them work it out. Let that old self work it out with the divine. Stop getting caught in the game that is being played by the old human self. Trust in the divine. They're going to work it out.
You feel pretty good about that.
I feel great about it.
It's working for you?
As Tobias says, it's not about me. Next slide here.
Just,
hey, you know, I've got my days.
I've got my days. I just like when we try to be very clear about that we're human and that we're not standing here saying this like it's...
No, let me put it this way. I'm so happy that too. Tobias is coming back here to see what it's really like. So...
But I mean, I just don't.
He went on to say,
I want to make sure that people know that, you know,
well,
we're walking through it too.
I'm trying to hurry along because we have
launch pads.
We have a launch pad today. Not one, not two, three launch pads
we're
today.
We're almost done.
Okay.
Okay, we're
so
almost done.
I just want to kind of.
This is a good one anyways.
I figured it was January, a new year. Let's start out by really launching. So.
And well, we have no events to cover, so this it'll go fast.
We do have events.
No, there weren't any in December.
No, I've got a video. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Other people's problems.
Ooh.
No, I like this one. You take their problems as your own. You take their drama and you swim in it. You drink in it. You take their challenges and bring it right in and magnify it 10 times as your own. But they're not. You love taking on other people's problems. You can't imagine not interfacing in their life, not trying to change them, not trying to feel sorry for them.
Big one. We all do it. And Tobias has said for years now, take a look at the quote-unquote problems in your life. 90% of them are about somebody else. The 10%, you know, might be your own, but stop for a moment. Your parents, your kids, people at work, your neighbors, friends, airline flight attendants, and these are
watch.
They're other. They're not your problems, but we got this incredible way of taking them on as our own. Take a deep breath. Go back to the story of Shuz, the human angel assistant. Stop taking on other people's problems. Let them have their own problems. Damn it.
That one, I think we all are pretty,
okay.
We realize.
But we still do it. Okay, next.
Lack of trust. You don't trust yourself, and that lack of trust keeps you from doing things, keeps you from trying things, keeps you very small in a prison of consciousness. True trust in self has no failure, no success. It is that it is, and that is all it needs. It doesn't need to be right or wrong. It doesn't need to have a measurable event to regain trust in self. Trust is just that, trusting in who you are. That's a mouthful.
It is. It's so important, and probably the two toughest things a human will ever do, love themselves and trust themselves. Kind of ties in together.
I trust myself. I'm just trying to get everybody else to trust me.
We trust you, right? We trust you.
Yeah, that was half-hearted. Yeah. Thank you.
I do. So Tobias is saying here, we tend to measure or trust ourselves based on did it go right or wrong? Well, let go of those concepts because they're actually quite old. Just take that deep breath. Trust yourself. It's an amazing thing to do. A little scary at first because you think, if I trust myself, then what's going to happen to the bills? What's going to happen to this? What's going to happen to that? Because we've gotten out of trust with ourselves, we think we have to hold off that dark part of ourself. Otherwise, we're going to be overwhelmed by it. We're going to take on new vices. We're going to bad habits and do terrible things because that's the old energy training. So we put ourselves in these prisons where we're little, where we don't trust. And he's saying, let all that go. Just totally trust yourself.
Okay.
It's a big thing. He went on to say,
this is my
favorite.
Now, is it your favorite?
My favorite of the whole channel.
It's a whack.
Yep.
Games. You're playing a game. That's it. You love this game, I hate to say. You love this disaster plan. You love when things aren't working out. You love to blame other people, and you really, really, really love to blame yourself. Dear Shambro, I want you to take a really hard, loving, and compassionate look at yourself. If there is something that's not working in your life, something that you are not happy with, it's because you are playing the game.
Wow.
Well,
I want to blame it on everybody else. I want to blame it on the conspiracies.
That was a tough one.
There's a secret conspiracy, and that's what, you know, they're dropping stuff from the sky, and that's why things don't work out for me, and putting stuff in the water, and it's not my fault, and it's the government, and it's the it's people.
It's not going
to
translate very well.
Oh. There's a tendency to blame everything else. And Tobias is being real clear here. It was actually a little forceful. I felt a little bit of Saint Germain coming through there. He's saying, if it's not working, you're playing a game and you're loving it at some level. At some level, otherwise you wouldn't be playing that game. Stop and take a look at your life. And before you start blaming somebody else or a bad situation or circumstance, what is the game? Where did you learn how to play it? And why are you still playing it? And the minute you start saying, yeah, but, and start trying to blame somebody else or something else or whatever, but stop a minute. That's part of the game. Part of the whole thing that's got you into that cycle. You're the only one that can get yourself out of it. Getting yourself out of it is as simple as making a choice. You don't have to do any hocus pocus. You don't have to go into a sweat lodge for 3 days or anything. You make a choice to get out of the game. And it will change. Now, that's the tough part. It will change. And there is a tendency to want to hold on. Because part of you love, part of me, I'll put it on me, part of me loved that game I was playing. So the minute I make a choice to let it go, things start changing in my life. And a void kind of comes in because I don't have that game. That's when you really need, I need to take a deep breath and say, how true is that choice? Am I really, really, really ready to let that game go? And take a deep breath, and then I hopefully would let that go. But something's not working out right. Money, relationships, your own happiness. Depression is a game. And some of you may get mad that Tobias says that. I'm just repeating what he says. That Tobias says that. Blame it on him. That's a game. Yeah, well, Tobias said that. I'd never say anything like that. Depression is a game. It really is. And you're like, yeah, but I can't help it, and I feel terrible, and this is awful, and I want to kill myself. That is a great game. When do you want to stop playing it?
That's a big issue.
Poverty is an incredible game. It's an incredible game because a creator is never impoverished. A creator never has problems creating until you get into the game and say, what's it like to be broke all the time? What's it like to keep that cycle going? What's it like to keep setting up situations in my life where I'm always still going to be broke? We play a game of getting so lost in it. We forget that we can get out. It reminds me of the famous, the great story of St. Germain's 100,000 years in a crystal.
Took him a while to lose that game, didn't it?
Took him a while, you know. But I don't think it was really 100,000.
Oh, he said 100,000 years.
That's a good game. But he finally realized one day, hang on a second here. It wasn't Chambra and the Temples of Tian that zapped me into this crystal. It was the game I was playing. If I got myself into it, I can get myself out of it. If you believe that somebody else got you into it, you're not going to get out until you're done playing that game. You got yourself into it. You can get yourself out.
Whew. Wow, where's the pulpit?
I don't know. I just had a little help from a friend.
Yeah, I could feel that. That was cool.
So I said, tear him up. Come on. Okay. Two important keys. Go ahead.
You already read it.
Did I read that?
Yeah, you just read it. Two important keys. Okay, next slide.
Go ahead. He went on to say two important keys. The first was...
Oh, I must have dropped him. Got it. Sorry. Be original. Stop relying on what you've done in the past or what other people have done to create the template for your life. Original means new. Never been done before. Original means coming from deep inside of you, your creativity, your uniqueness, your oneness with self. Tomorrow's road is today's because humans copy. It's safer. I'm going to challenge you, you with good lives, you with sucky lives. I'm going to challenge you to be original. Do something original.
This is one of Tobias's pet peeves about copying either our past or copying other people. So we're constantly, our future is made from copies of the past, and we keep laying those down. It's almost like, you know, we got these sheets from the past, and we run off on the copier, and we lay them down, and that becomes our path. And then we wonder why we're not happy with it. And he says, stop copying. Be original. Stop copying your own past. Stop copying other people. Why do we do it? It's safer. You know, nobody's gonna chastise you if you're just copying something that's already been done. It's accepted, or it's part of the system. When you're original, you do open yourself up to criticism. But who cares? In the long run, it's about getting out of the games and being a radiant expression of your spirit. Okay, I could talk for a long time about that, but I won't. Next.
Be authentic. Be authentic. It means true to you, true to your feelings. So many of the feelings of humans are whitewashed or buried. You're taught how to say things so it's diluted. Nobody gets offended or angry. You play it safe, but that's not authentic. Authenticity is being clear. Being authentic means speaking your divine, speaking your clarity, your truth. Stop trying to pick and choose the words.
And I gave the little example of Rebecca, the human, you know, that Chez is assigned to, and say, you know, she's so caught up in her words and trying, sorry, get caught up in my words, trying to say things right. He's saying, speak from the heart, be authentic. Yeah, you're going to shock a few people, but you know what? A lot more people are going to appreciate your authenticity. Speak from your divine. Remember when Tobias said a couple months ago, go and tell four people that you're a new energy teacher? Remember how tough some of you had it in doing it? It's like, oh my God, how am I ever going to do that? But you know, if you keep it bottled up within you, you're just going to feel stuck. Be authentic. Just, you know, and I go through my mind mentally and say, oh my God, but what do people say? I don't want to shock anybody. Or what if something blurts out from my mouth I didn't want to say? So what? What if something profound comes from my mouth? Garrett laughs. He said, ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. What if it sounds so true when I'm saying it that, wow, it resonates something within me that gets me saying more and more authentic things, more clear things? And I think that's a challenge we've all had. Past lives of being persecuted, put down, criticized in this lifetime by, you know, people near and dear. But, you know, the times are really changing. And I think Tobias is saying, step up, be authentic.
There's definitely steps of consciousness that are clearly happening now. I'm shocked every day. You know, you'll be out somewhere, and I'm shocked at people that will ask me a question. I'm thinking, how did they even know it was cool to ask that question, that it made any sense to ask me? And there really is a sort of waking up. It's a really important time to be strong and safe enough to know that people really want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That was last month's shout. I actually didn't remember much of it until I read those, until I was doing the slides yesterday. But anyway, last month, if you remember, we're going to talk about recent events here.
It was our Christmas party.
It was our Christmas party. It was amazing. It was fun. It was so fun that we've decided every once in a while, we're just going to do that. Have a dinner here, have some music, a little karaoke, and a wedding or two. And we have a video that we put together. A little recap of last month. I'm going to ask if we could turn down the house lights in here, because the audience is going to be watching, the broadcast audience is going to be watching online, so that way you can really see yourself in these pictures. It was a lot of fun. We had a wedding right after the shout, and then we had a party afterwards.
It was our Christmas party.
Okay, you ready? Oh. You ever know how many hours it took me to move all those around? Okay, here we go.
Love is in the air.
Oh, Dave.
Everywhere I look around. Love is in the air. Every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the seas. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel the same, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I call out your name.
That was a lot of fun last month, and like I mentioned, we're going to do it again in coming months to have a... The food was so good. The music was fun, the karaoke. You know, when we talked about having a karaoke with Brian Campbell, I thought, nobody's going to get up and sing, and by the end of the night, almost everybody was singing.
Couldn't get people down.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to mention an extra special thanks to the people that did the food.
Yeah.
That was a big job, and... Leslie Havim Kaderka did an incredible job on the hors d'oeuvres. Susie arranged for a great deal of the catering to come together. Carrie Gallant worked with the fondue. And, of course, Sandra Harris, you know, knocked herself out to make things happen and to keep it all organized and running smoothly. So I think that's everybody, right?
Yeah, big hand for them, because that was fun. Okay, I'm going to go through these next slides quickly. Oh, there we go. Upcoming events. If you want to know more about any of the upcoming events, you can find out on the website, in the newsletter that comes out in a couple of days, or in today's bulletin. So we're going to just jam through these because we do have the launch pad.
Hi, Kuniaki and Megan. We'll be there soon.
In a couple of days. Yeah. Aspectology School in Japan next weekend, followed by an evening with Tobias in Seoul, South Korea, followed by Tobias' Sexual Energy School in Seoul as well.
It's his last one, isn't it?
I think so. I think you're right, unless we find that we're getting bored and we're not doing anything, and we'll just put on another one. I don't think so. All right. After that, the Tobias' annual and final Kauai retreat. Susie, we have a couple places open still.
Yes.
Five places open for the Kauai retreat. If you want more information, check in online. Doesn't Kauai sound good right about now? Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, after that, we'll be back here for the monthly, for the February shout, and then we're on our way to Israel.
assuming there is still one.
I am looking forward to going because we're going to work with Gerhardt and Anat and Amir. We're going to go into the studio and record with their music, record the Seven Seals. and which I'm really looking forward
to. I'm hoping things calm down there a little.
I have no doubt in my mind because Norma and Garrett are going to be there also. You're going to be with us in Japan and Hawaii and Israel. After Israel, we're going to Egypt. Now, that is sold out, unfortunately. I'm looking forward to that. And from there, on to Switzerland for the gathering. This is sponsored by Cecilia Cervantes and Jeanette Crowley. It's a gathering of about six channelers from around the world for a three-day event in Solothurn, Switzerland. So if you're interested in signing up for that, it's not a Crimson Circle event, so you'd have to go to our website, and that'll take you to the gathering
website. Mr. Hoppe, how many days is it?
Ah, man, I should change that slide. God. It is actually February 28th through March 1st. Don't believe what you read. Okay. After that, March is the interdimensional workshop in Mallorca, Spain.
Really
and
beautiful.
I forgot to put in a slide here. We're actually guests at the Cryon conference in Madrid in mid-March. It's a two-day conference, I believe, and those are always a lot of fun. Of course, working with Lee Carroll is always amazing. So I forgot
We're
that slide, but
that,
it will be in the newsletter. April takes us to the other side of the world, Sydney, Australia, for Tobias's Aspectology School, followed the next weekend by the Interdimensional Workshop in Auckland, New Zealand. So if you're into traveling, you want to join us in some of these trips. Again, Norman Garrett, you're going to be in Mallorca as well with us.
In Sydney,
but probably not New Zealand.
It may
work out. May will be in Romania for a one-day celebration in Bucharest and then the Interdimensional Workshop in Poiana Brașov. On our way home, we're going to stop by Frankfurt and do a channeling workshop. And June is Brazil for Brazil.
Aspectology.
We're doing aspectology. But I want to spend just a moment talking about the 2009 Midsummer New Energy Conference. It is now in the store. No tears.
Okay.
No. I was choked up before. If you play Auld Lang Syne again, I'll probably cry. But it's now in the store for sign-up. A lot of people have been asking, when can I sign up?
No, it'll be in the store this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Hey, can go ahead. It'll be in the store tomorrow for sign-up. We're going to have it in Breckenridge at the Riverwalk Center, right in the middle of town. And I suspect we're going to have a sellout. So if you're interested in attending, you might want to sign up early. Also make your hotel reservations early because that tends to go very, very quickly. The meetings will not be in the hotel, although we'll have dancing at night, meals, the chamber shop at the hotel, but the conference itself is in the Riverwalk Center because it holds 750 people.
And the actual hotel where we're doing all the nighttime entertainment is actually the Village. And that'll all be on the website. And the Village is perfect because you know how Breckenridge is, you know, you go way up the hill to go to the Great Divide. Well, the Village is right on the same level as the music center. So it'll be a very easy, nice, peaceful. You won't be breathless going up and down the hill trying to get there. So it's at the Village.
It's just a partial lineup, just partial. But Lee Carroll, of course, with Cryon will be there. You know, he was so instrumental in working with us when we got started, he was ecstatic to be able to come to this event.
Well, and his schedule's pretty rough, actually. He's on his way back from Russia, and he still agreed to do it, that he wanted to be a part of it. So we're really grateful that he's and excited that he's going to be there.
And, of course, Norma and Garrett. We're going to have Tobias. Of course, he's going to do his last channel on Sunday afternoon, which would be July 19th. We'll end with that, of course, with his last channel. Adamus will be there, as well as Katumi. Story Waters from England and Lee Harris, both excellent channelers, really good authors. John Kelly, who channels Chief Joseph and was with us in the Tuning In DVD, will be there. Wendy Kennedy, also from the Tuning In DVD. Yoham, the musical group from Israel. And you know, they can get our group jamming. They're going to play throughout the conference, but we're going to do a concert day, what we call a cosmic dance on Sunday night. The Jimmy Stadler Band, if you remember from Taos, they know how to rock. They are good. And then Brian Campbell, the DJ and karaoke guy that was here last month, he's going to do one night there. So we will have...
will be entertainment. You'll be tired.
Yeah.
You'll be
so
tired.
So we're going to have a lot of channeling, and we're going to have a lot of entertainment.
A lot of celebration.
So that's opening in the store late...
as soon as he gets home.
So I would say check in tomorrow, and it's available for registration. Okay. Whoa, we finally got there. Hang on a second.
Whoa.
You want to see that again?
Is there a countdown
All
for
right,
this?
Hang on a second.
Where's
okay.
the countdown?
Hang on a second. So we're getting ready for the launch pad, right? Yep. So we bring up the slide. Whoa, look at that. But wait, there's more. Whoa, we're counting down on the launch pad.
Look
Six,
at you.
Five. Four, three, two, one.
Shattered everything?
Oh, yeah. No, the rocket. No, see? Rocket goes up into space. Okay, today we have three on the launch pad.
How come the rocket's not moving?
You didn't like the animation there, the countdown?
Yeah, but the rocket should be moving now.
It will as soon as
I thought you
we
were really
first...
getting good at this.
Okay, we're going to take a deep breath. Imagine it's moving. Yeah, breathe in and imagine.
I want to see that. I want to see the rocket move next time.
Okay. You will see the rocket move.
Baby.
The laptop might be stationary. You might be moving. Okay, we're going to invite our first designated astronaut up here for the first launch of 2009. Please welcome Scott Nash. All right, Scott. Scott. Now, some of you may know Scott from last month, leading us in YMCA.
Didn't bring the cap this time.
Those were the only words that I knew. It was so confusing. But you did a good
time.
Job. It was fun.
It was fun.
Scott's a regular at the monthly meetings.
I know. Scott, it's good to see you. Glad
but
you're
Jeff,
here.
Jeff, I know you know, but not everybody in the audience would know that.
Oh, that's right. It's not about me. anyway, Scott. Welcome to the launch pad.
Thank you.
And would you tell us a little bit about what you've created and what you got going on?
Sure. It's kind of a two-in-one launch pad. And by that, I mean, recently I just launched a company called Tall Zebra. Some of you might have remembered me talking about it a couple months ago. That Tobias channel was really good for me because it really gave me some insight into really thinking about how to infuse new energy intent. And recommending that for everybody, that it's basically a type of consciousness that's out there.
And you build websites. So what a perfect opportunity to invite your clients.
You know,
websites are more than code, as you know, because you can actually integrate it. Garrett knows this. You can integrate energy into a website. Consciousness into a website. So
right.
It's not about me. You talk.
My brother, Chad Nash, he has a company called Data Springs, and that's how I got involved with this because he actually develops components for this newer form of platform called .NET Nuke. And so he always has some of the top-selling modules for developers that are out there, and I started developing some sites, and I thought, this is really cool technology, just because it's just really ideal for anybody that wants to do from a simple website to a large, huge organization. It starts with the same platform.
Well, and I have to say, from a layman standpoint and from Schomburg's standpoint, having a website these days is – so important. I mean, it's such a part of our lives.
It's hard to take somebody's business serious without a website.
The first thing you do is go to somebody's website. So if you're a teacher, you think you're going to be a teacher, no matter what, get a website.
And what's really exciting is right after that shout, I had two Schomburg contact me, and so I've just developed several sites for Schomburg. Amazing things going on once you start working with Schomburg and see what they're doing. Richard Berry from a company called New Energy Technology Company.
Oh, yeah,
it just developed a site for him, newenergytechco.com. amazing things. He's building a whole new building just to focus on new energy technology and to promote it. Sally Fields, a real estate agent in Telluride, she says, you know, I really love this land, but I really want to get more focused on letting people know I'm a new energy real estate practice. So the other thing, too, though, is part two of what's going on is the launch of a website that I'll be using to showcase a lot of that technology for what Tal Zebra can be involved with is called thequantumleap.com. Probably never guessed where I got the inspiration for that. Yes, I attended the Quantum Leap celebration, and I'd been doing a lot of research on, explore a lot of websites from LinkedIn to Meetup and all those sites, but I thought it'd be really fun to tie kind of the best components of those sites but make it really new energy focused and really be for creators in the new energy as opposed to just information based. And so the launch pad today, my announcement, coincides with a full page ad that starts on the back of the Sedona Journal in January.
That's a nice looking ad.
Thanks, designed that too. So. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and so
they took your ad?
We can show the
audience. And so, yeah, there's a copy of the ad, too, online and everything like that. But as a special little thank you gift for being on the launch pad, what I've done is put together a little packet for everybody here, and they can come by and pick it up, where the T-shirts are for sale. There's kind of an overall theme with the site. It's basically what is we as divine human awakening creators, what is it we want to create? What is it we want to showcase as opposed to just, you know, talk about the same concepts, kind of like what you were just talking about. What do we want to create new? And so I have for everybody here that's here and magnet, it's We Are the Ones that go along with the T-shirts that are over there. The T-shirts will be online for sale on the official launch pad date, which is January 10th. Mm. An 11 date of the 11 years, so
yes,
purposely chose
so
that.
You and David have been talking.
Yeah. And there's also some cards inside this little packet that talks about what the Quantum Leap site is. And you'll see it's actually four sites in one. There'll be a news component, a shopping component. Each has its own domain name. There's one called wearetheones.com. That's just going to be focused on being a forum for creators. And new energy yellow pages will develop shortly. But there's just a lot of really interesting, good components to it. The first kickoff that's really exciting to talk about is last week or last month, over the course of Thanksgiving weekend, I launched 56 Quantum Leap meetup groups all across North America.
Wow.
Yeah, which is huge.
That's huge.
Yeah, and so I'm using the website meetup.com. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a really good social connection site where anybody that's involved with metaphysical topics or consciousness, they get connected right away.
Right.
And, yeah, I ran into a little hitch with meetup.com because they shut all the groups down right away because they were like, what's going on here?
Oh.
So, but I had to go explain what I was doing, and then they were like, oh, that's pretty cool. You're actually kind of helping promote our site. So,
yeah,
when you go to the quantumleap.com site, you'll see where you can join one of over 56 groups there. One in pretty much every major city in the U.S. and also Canada. And then you can also meet up locally to share the ideas of what you're talking about.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice, huh?
And I want to see if
making
I have your website. Oh, what is website again?
Thequantumleap.com.
That's easy. Okay.
Yep. And tallzebra.com is the other site.
Okay. So. Fantastic. Well, let's take a deep breath with Scott. Let's do a consciousness launch. Looks like you're already launching, but this is really going to take it to the next level. So whether you're here in Coal Creek or anywhere in Chamberland listening in, let's take that deep breath and help Scott with our consciousness, our love, and our thanks for the work that you do and making it easy for other Chambra to be creators.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm going to go out on a limb here a little bit, and I haven't even mentioned this to Linda, but we just got tentative approval from the Patent and Trademark Office for what we call a collective membership mark. It's like a trademark, but it means that a group of members can use it. And the mark is a little piece of artwork with two words, Chambra Inspired. And if you have a website, if you have a product, it'll be very, very easy to use. We'll send you the artwork, and you put it on there, Chambra Inspired. So down in the corner of your business card or whatever, we're going to be releasing that sometime this month. So. Yes. Okay. Ready for another launch? this is easy. This is the good stuff. This is my favorite stuff because,
let's go.
You know, it's getting Shambra.
Do it.
It's getting Shambra into that creative mode. Okay, let's take a deep breath and welcome up our next astronaut on the launch pad, Alan Bolia. Come on up. All right.
Hello, Alan.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
You're on.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. How's the electricity at your house?
It's working. It's nice to have a shower and
it's an amazing thing. But you know what's kind of fun for a minute there, using candles and not finding your way around, and then it makes you appreciate.
That is not fun, Jeff.
I'm just
That's
trying to
really
look
not
at the.
Fun.
I'm trying to look at the bright side. So.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. So I know you've had many, many, many years of very high level business experience. In Europe and the United States, working for large companies, consulting with companies of all sizes. So what do you want to launch?
I am really excited about this because everybody, not everybody, sometimes we like to talk real big and, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, but
yada,
I
yada.
Don't know how I'm going to get it started. I got this great idea, but blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and I've got a whole bunch of those questions in the black bag again. And, and it's always the same question. I got this great idea, but I don't know how to start my business. Well, here it is. This is how to start your business. Talk to Alan.
Okay. So what do you have?
Well, this is really a launch of intention. It's both for Patricia and myself.
Who's Patricia?
Patricia Aberdeen.
Lovely lady
get up,
over
please.
Here.
Hi, Patricia.
I think we were thinking about 2008, and we had sort of seen it coming from the place we were standing or sitting. And it was much bigger than we had expected in terms of economic disaster.
Mm.
But there's a place where we really want to be optimistic because it's really an opportunity for real change. The one thing that I observe, though, is that everybody is just waiting for things to go back to the way they were. If you listen to the media, everybody say, well, the market will go up again. You know, things will be fine again. And so it's the opportunity to change the consciousness of the economy. And to change the consciousness of the economy, the people who have higher consciousness have to get there. You have to get into the economy. You have to get into the marketplace. I think sitting on the sidelines and thinking, well, I'd like to do it, but I don't know how to do it, is really giving the opportunity for everything to go back to the way it was. So when people are in the position that a lot of spiritual people are, they usually run into two blocks. One is their own belief system around money and abundance. And there's a place where money is dirty and the people who make money are greedy and all that. So that needs to be dealt with. And then the other aspect is that very often people don't have a business background and they feel very insecure about starting something. They don't understand accounting. If they go and talk to an accountant, they don't even understand what the person is saying. So it really is a big jump to say, okay, I want to create something, but how to go about it. So I just want to remind you that there are, Patricia and I are doing two workshops where some of the concepts that we have discussed in Hamburg about how to leave the temple and go back to the marketplace and really step into your power of creation. These concepts will be developed in one-day workshops. There's one in Golden on January 20th, and then one in Zurich in February. On the 7th, it will be all in English, and on the 8th, it will have German translation. So those are public events, and if you are in those regions and you are interested, all this information is on the website, so you don't have to take all those notes. You'll have the link at the end of my presentation.
But wait, there's more.
And there is more, because thinking about this and thinking about Shambra, I wanted to do something different. And in January, I want to offer that if you have a business idea, I want to offer a discount on my standard fees so that hopefully you can make that investment to help you create something. You think an hour is not much time, but actually when it's guided, we can cover a lot of issues, and it will bring you clarity to know what to do next.
And I have to interject, if I could, that Linda and I have personally worked with you and Patricia, and clarity is really what you brought. It's so easy to get caught in your own stuff and the details, and you really helped us be clear. So personal endorsement.
This is most of the time you have all the answers. It's just bringing them out. So you
exactly.
can hear yourself with your own truth. But the other aspect is a little bit more difficult. If you don't have a business background, to get yourself to a place of comfort where you trust yourself to be able to really do this. And I want to offer something I call accounting for spiritual people.
It's like an oxymoron.
It's really a business crash course. You may not believe it, but I have done it before. I can really bring you from ground zero in accounting in 4 hours to a place where you can talk to your accountant and understand what they're
understand them.
Yeah.
And you could actually help them with their PLC, the profit, loss, and consciousness statement. You can use that. Oh, that's a free one
is
for me.
Is that the trademark also?
No, for you. It's like, give it to you.
And basically, the morning we'll be working on basic, really basic accounting, so you will get to a place of comfort. And the afternoon, it will be working on things that you want to understand better. And so it will be open question, and people will learn from each other's issues, and we'll try to work through what the answers are to those things.
And you're very easy to work with, and
very.
A very feeling place, and that's unusual and much appreciated.
Thank you. And that will be offered in March, hopefully in the Denver area. This was something that just came to me that I had to do. So depending on the feedback and people, so please, if you're interested, let me know through the website, and then I'll get back to you with the location. And but it will be around the Denver area, probably Golden or something like that.
Good.
And this is there's a page on my website for Chambra, so I will put things there that are really mainly for Chambras, like these two special offers.
So it's www.business-advisors.net/Chambra.
We'll have Chambra. That up on our website so they can find it.
Yeah, and it'll be in the newsletter. Matter of fact, all of the Launchpad products and services will be in the newsletter coming out later this week. So,
thank you.
That's awesome. And, we have enjoyed working with you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
So thank you. All right, big hand and a big deep breath for Alain. Okay. Thank you. As we go into the next and the final launch, now we're going to do this remote.
By the way, I don't know very many people that have the understanding and the patience to really take you no matter where you're at in this process and assist you. So I really strongly recommend that you consider this if you're looking for business advice.
Yes. So the next launch is going to be remote. We're using very special technology this month to connect with Jan Brouwer. Jan Brouwer, of course, is the Chief Operating Officer for Crimson Circle, but he also just wrote his own book calling Choosing for You. It's a tale of his own experiences, his own encounters with abundance or lack of abundance, and some of the understandings that he's come to. Now, he's, of course, in Holland right now, so we're going to try to connect on the Roy cam. We might have to move the curtain back so you can point upwards. You know where... Okay. So Jan right now, I'm not sure exactly where he is. He has his transponder equipment with him, and he's somewhere in the Dutch Alps right now. So we're going to try to connect with Jan. Bear with us a minute.
You ready?
Garrett, could you mind holding that curtain back so we can get that camera pointed? And you guys... Can you get the proper coordinates for this? I don't know if you might. It's a little cloudy out there. So, okay.
Are you sure we'll be able to get him?
I don't know, but just bear with us if you would. Okay, Let's see if we can get Jan. Where's Jan? Jan. Jan, this is Jeff. Jan? Jan, can you hear? I think the video's work. You heard me. You heard. The video's working. I can't. Jan. Jan, over this way. Come on, Jan, back. Okay, the video is working, but the audio, I know, it's up there. But the audio doesn't seem to be. Jan, what about your new book? Yeah, it was a good book. Okay, we're not hearing you. We're having some technical difficulties, so let me try calling him up on Skype instead, and we'll see if we can keep working on that over there in the Roy camp. I'm going to have to pause for a minute here. Boy, technology, huh? All this money we spent on that. Let's see if we can get Jan this way. Okay. Let's see if we can get Jan. Jan, this is Jeff. Can
Hi,
you hear?
Jeff, can you hear me?
I can hear you. It looks cold up there on that mountaintop.
Oh, man, you have no idea. I had to change some warmer clothes.
The voice is coming in pretty good. What happened to that mountain behind you? I don't
see. Can you
hear
me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Jan, aren't you sweating there in your living room in flat Holland?
It's quite warm up here.
It's almost midnight. He's just trying to stay awake.
Exactly. Anyway, Jan, good to see you. And this is Jan live from Holland right now. Good to see you, and congratulations on your new book.
Thank you.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about it, the title, why you decided to write it?
Well, actually, the book was a follow-up to the Midsummer Conference presentation that I did in Hamburg. And if you remember, I talked about my own experience with abundance at the time. But due to time constraints, I had to cut so much out of the story that later on I decided to write a little book about it. So that's what happened.
Good, and the book is called?
Choosing for You.
Great. And it's how many pages, Jan?
It's about 70 pages.
So it's a fairly easy read. I mean, it's not like a tome of 1,000 pages.
It's not the pages. Bible.
Right.
No, actually, what I did, Jeff, was follow a little bit the structure that we use for our personal study courses. Because the idea behind the book was not to just share the experience, but also to invite the reader to reflect on their own experience, their own life. And if they are struggling with abundance, like I used to do, to look for opportunities to change things that will ultimately bring that abundance.
And Jan, how can people get the book Choosing for You?
It's already available in the store. It's a digital download, so they can have it instantaneously.
So just digital download right now, not a printed book?
No, for the time being, it's just a digital download.
In the Crimson Circle store.
In the Crimson Circle store, Crimson Circle website.
Shop.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Jan, could you tell me something? We're running a little late here. How long were you sitting with that hat and the scarf and that big jacket on?
Actually, I could follow the shout from the beginning, Jeff, so I only put it on 5 minutes before.
Oh, okay, good. Hey, but you know, you look pretty good up there in that mountain.
Absolutely.
All right, Jan, we're going to take a deep breath for you, and I'm going to show a few of your slides right afterwards, but we're going to take a deep breath and give you a big applause on becoming an author.
And thank you very much.
Thank you. And Jan, one other question. Where would the Swiss Alps or the Dutch Alps be?
Well, they're 10 meters above sea level.
All right. Good talking to you. All right.
All right. Have fun over
there. All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Okay, yeah. Always a first.
By the way, this was a test to see if we could do more remote launch pads, because there are so many people that, of course, you know, don't have access to the monthly meeting. So we thought this would be fun to try a launch pad.
It's done. Okay, this is another shot of Jan Brouwer and his book, Choosing for You. It just came out this week. It's available as a digital download on the Crimson Circle website. You just click a button, you've got the book in your hands. And, you know, even before this announcement, he was selling copies in the last couple of days. People just happened to stumble across it in the on the website. So congratulations, Jan. Choosing for You by Jan Brouwer, now available at www.crimsoncircle.com.
And do we get the pretty cover, too?
You get the cover. Yeah. You get the whole cover. You like that cover?
Jeff designed that cover.
Yeah. I did. Yeah. In my spare time, I am an artist. Okay. Moving along. What else do we have today? We're almost done. Oh, very quickly, in the news, just a couple real quick items. A Schomburg news delivered to your front door. Okay, in the news this month. Oh, just real quickly, the Expanding Your Intuition personal study course is out. It's been out for about 3 weeks. A lot of good comments from people who have bought it and listened to it, particularly the Katumi channel, where he takes you through a very specific exercise in opening your intuition. So we've had a lot of really good comments about that. It's in the Crimson Circle store as a digital download for $95 or as a physical CD set for $120. Okay, fun stuff. It is Michelle McHale's birthday today, January 3rd. Michelle is not here today. She's driving back from Vegas. She was just at her son's wedding. So she and Tom are somewhere probably in Grand Junction right now watching in online. So let's give her a big hoot and a holler. Happy birthday, Michelle. Woo! Ow! I think most everybody knows Michelle. She's our director of Internet Services for Crimson Circle. She's been with us since before Crimson Circle, actually. Okay, moving on just very quickly. I thought it was interesting to note that, you know, when Tobias Channel back in August that Barack Obama was reincarnation of Abraham Lincoln, I'm like, what? Come on. Since then, it has been on the cover of Newsweek. It actually said channeling Lincoln on the front cover. I mean, amazing. So there's been a lot of correlations between Obama and Lincoln. And this latest one says that Obama insisted on taking the oath of office, which will be in about 2 weeks, using the Lincoln Bible, the same one that Abraham Lincoln used.
That
just
sent bumpy
chills up and down my spine. I mean, because again, I thought, when Tobias channeled that, I thought, come on, you know. And I had to double check with him, and he goes, no, truly, Obama is the incarnation of the consciousness that made up Abraham Lincoln. Amazing. Amazing, but true.
Is it break time now?
You know, it's break time, but before we do, I really want to give a big hand to all the staff who sets this webcast up. They work hard to make it look easy, but when you consider all the technology,
they do it quietly,
including this live shot, you know, the Roy Cam up to the Dutch Alps, the technology, the work in making this hall come alive and everything else, they do an incredible job. They're here from 8:30 in the morning till about 6:30 at night on Shout Day. So thank you so much. We're running behind, but that's all right because we're having fun. We're going to take a 20-minute break. We'll be back here for Tobias's first message of 2009.
So it is.